The 5-page resolution outlines the recent history of studying a road and power line on the Bradfield Canal near Wrangell, as well as other electrical power development efforts, and it addresses $655,000 the state has left over from investigating a Bradfield power line. The resolution also covers the issue of public versus private ownership of Southeast hydroelectric power sites. City Manager Rich Underkoffler asked the City Council whether it was really opposed to buying power from a private company.
Before we go anywhere on this, I wanted to know what the sense of the council was, one way or the other. I think, for example, I could negotiate a good power sales agreement with Cascade Creek LLC that would protect Petersburg's ratepayers' interests. It would be a better agreement than Wrangell got. But this is an option, and it's really a policy call.
Wrangell, unlike Petersburg, has signed an agreement to buy power from the private company Cascade Creek, and cooperation with that company has been a major point of disagreement between officials in the two communities. Council member Lee Corio said government working with private companies for energy was not a foreign idea. In Southeast, he pointed to Alaska Power and Telephone's construction of power generation and transmission lines as an example, and he said the councilors should be open to partnering with a private company.
Have we carefully weighed the advantages and disadvantages that we might encumber in the process, or have we gotten caught up into a political process that's kept us from really looking at that? So that's just food for thought.
Others on the council said they were open to that idea, but said they were just not interested in working with Cascade Creek. The debate turned back to the remaining state money and whether that should go to Wrangell for the AKBC line study. The state legislature last year approved language that allows the money also to be spent for investigation of a power line between Petersburg and Cake. Councillor Bob Nelson said the state should turn the money over to Wrangell for the AKBC line.
And when you take that money and you want to transfer it to something else rather than give it to them, if that money was spent for what they said it was going to be spent for, now I talk about the intertie, studying the intertie, I have no problem with giving them the money. If it was wasted and gone to some other place, then it would be different. But if they could document what they're spending on, I would think we'd be better off not making a stand on that money.
Elected officials in Wrangell were upset about the money being spent on something other than the AKBC line, and they also have asked Petersburg to support their efforts for a power line and road on the Bradfield Canal. However, Mayor Al Dwyer said the money was put toward the Cake-Petersburg line because of perceived difficulties of getting a road and power line on the Bradfield Canal permitted and ready to build.
You know, I'm not against a road. I'm not against a power line, but I think it would be 25 years before they get the clearances to put a power line through there. And I'm not against the road. That'd benefit us as well.
Dwyer restated the importance of maintaining the scenic value of Thomas Bay, and he wondered if a private company would be conscientious about the remote mainland bay.
It can be developed without touching the environment. Mm-hmm. It can be developed. There's no question about that. But we don't need structures where we can see them. We don't need a powerhouse at the end of Scenery Cove, you know, we don't need that stuff. So, you know, I don't know if a private company would be willing to take the extra step to hide their stuff or to make it where you can't see it or make it so it doesn't make any noise and things like that.
Meanwhile, Councillor Melinda Hofstede said Wrangell officials told her they needed a road on the Bradfield as soon as possible.
You know, they don't want to wait 25 years for a road. What they said to me was, our town is dying. We have nothing going on over there. People are leaving. The housing is going down into the tank. We don't have any jobs. And they look at that road. It's not. I don't even think it's so much the electrical transmission lines, but the road to them is what represents the only hope they have for, I mean, this is how they're thinking, the only hope they have for economic a prosperity in the future.
Councillors disagreed about whether the $655,000 in state money should go directly to Wrangell or to a newly formed Southeast Power Agency made up of representatives from Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. Nevertheless, four councillors, Hofstede, Corio, Nielsen, and Sarah Stoner, approved an amendment that asked the state to turn that money over to Wrangell. The draft resolution passed the council with only Dwyer and Mark Jensen voting against it. Dwyer said he hoped that both communities would be willing to negotiate.
Wrangell has to be flexible, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we're going to be flexible, I'm not going to be the only one flexing. It's got to be flexible over there. And I'm looking out for what's best, what I think is best for Petersburg. And I think what's best for Petersburg is to have a regional plan and to get along with Wrangell and all that other stuff. But Wrangell's got to have the same approach for flexibility.
The resolution asks Wrangell and Angoon to withdraw applications for federal permits to study hydro potential at Ruth Lake and Thomas Bay. It also says that Petersburg remains concerned that private development of the hydropower potential at Thomas Bay is not consistent with environmental preservation and protection values deeply held by most persons who reside in the Petersburg area. Council members will take the draft resolution back to Wrangell for another energy meeting, possibly sometime next month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.